8:06, it's Hot Talk 99.5, Hot Talk Morning Show, along with Dave Priest and Leanne Graham. Top story, obviously, we're still following. Nothing new to pass along, because it's only 6 o'clock in the morning in Boulder, Colorado right now. They're in mountain time, so nothing new as far as that shooting yesterday at that grocery store that left 10 people dead, including a police officer, 11-year veteran, a 51-year-old officer who leaves 7 kids behind. So sad situation there, and we'll continue to follow whenever we get new information on that. It's 8:06. It's the Hot Talk Morning Show, along with Dave Priest and Leanne Graham. Over the past year, during the pandemic especially, we've been talking a lot with the people from the South Carolina Small Business Chamber of Commerce, and on the line with us right now, President CEO Frank Knapp is joining us here as well. Frank, thanks for being on with us today. Appreciate it.
Good morning, Dave. Good morning, Leanne. Thank you for the opportunity.
Absolutely. Like I said, we've been wanting to keep up with you because obviously small business is the backbone of any community in any state, and no different here in South Carolina. You know, obviously we've been through this for a year now. What's your assessment as far as small businesses and how they've been able to scratch and claw their way through this pandemic and survive or not? I mean, what are we looking at percentage-wise and number-wise in South Carolina?
Well, I wish we had the actual numbers or percentages of small businesses that have had to have closed because of the pandemic, but I imagine that will come when the census data is finally put together. But we know that there's been, you know, probably thousands of small businesses that haven't made it or had to close and are struggling very badly. But thanks to the PPP loans from the federal government, and thanks to the governor and the General Assembly of South Carolina for passing that $40 million of small business grants, we've done as much as we possibly can to help small businesses, and so thanks to all that government assistance to support our small business community.
Were those grants? I know a lot of the grants that they were talking about handing out back in November, December for small businesses, minority-owned businesses, and also nonprofits. They were delayed by a lot. I mean, did those finally go out? I guess because that was like 3 months ago.
Yeah, it wasn't quite on schedule, but they weren't too far behind.
Okay.
And all that money has been pushed out the door. The demand for that was overwhelming, so they only served a small percent of the applicants for that money. But nevertheless, we do appreciate what they did or were able to do.
I'll tell you, Frank, some of my friends that own small businesses have had a couple of complaints in regards to being able to access the relief money. And that is they have trouble working with the banks to get the money, whether it be filling out all of the forms, dotting all the I's, crossing all the T's, taking a while for that money to be released after it's been awarded to them. And then some folks just don't even hear about the programs to start with. So how do you correct problems like that when you're helping small businesses?
Well, there's no question that the Paycheck Protection Program from the federal government exposed a serious problem in our system for getting access to capital for small businesses. That program the first round, only got to about 16% of all the small businesses in the country. And yes, all the problems that you have just articulated were there. The last round of PPP is getting out to more minority-owned businesses and smaller businesses. We're focusing now on the post-pandemic changes that are needed for our small business community, and we're proposing some to reform the SBA, the Small Business Administration. And not being a criticism of the SBA, but simply to say we're in a 40-year drought in small business startups. We're at a 40-year low. And this was before the pandemic. Senator Tim Scott, Senator Amy Klobuchar. So it's a bipartisan recognition. They have introduced legislation to research the problem. But we've got to do something. And our point is that we need a quarterback in Washington, some agency that is solely focused on getting us out of this small business startup crisis. And we believe it's the SBA. And we believe they need to have a bigger mission. They ought to have more resources. They have more authority to work across federal government to make the changes that are needed. And we've laid out a number of recommendations in this program, reform the SBA.
We're talking with Frank Knapp, the president and CEO of the South Carolina Small Business Chamber of Commerce. You can go online to scsbc.org if you want to find out more about the organization. You were talking about the pandemic kind of exposing some of the flaws. I mean, as far as small business and startup, like you said, you've been in a 40-year lull as far as startups for small businesses are concerned. It probably is not going to be any easier now since people have realized that they can do a lot of their shopping online. And then you talk about a lot of the big box stores putting mom and pops and smaller businesses out of business. Are we going to be able to get over that hump, or is that going to be an insurmountable mountain to climb?
Well, there's no doubt that the scenario has changed for a lot of small businesses, that they now know that the public has been educated about just something going online. That doesn't mean small businesses can't be online, but it's very difficult for them to compete with the giant online services. And the consolidations, as you mentioned, yes, they're eating up small businesses. So, in fact, we were just putting out a press release this morning talking about the number of banks, and this is amazing statistic. The number of banks have dropped in this country by 68% over the last 40 years. The number of banks have decreased from 14,400 across this country to only 4,600 in that 40-year period. And that's basically consolidations, bigger banks buying the smaller banks. That's small bank failures. And we know that bigger banks have less interest in making small business loans. So we need to figure out a way of having access to capital for small businesses that don't rely on big banks. And those are the things that we're talking about.
You know, I was reading over some of the information on the website for the Small Business Reform. And by the way, it's reformthesba.com. And one thing that was a glaring inequity to me, and especially when you consider the trillions of dollars that the government is spending to try to, you know, reinvigorate our economy, that small business contracts with the federal government, just winning a contract for, you know, even if the federal government needs chairs. They put a request for proposals out there, and small businesses have dropped 60% in the amount of awards they're getting for these government projects. I remember being the person who had to figure out how to get a SAMS number for my business, and it was hard enough to start. Why aren't we making it easier for small businesses to get these projects?
So the federal government does have a goal that they would like to meet every year for how much of their procurement from the federal government goes to small businesses, and they have some goals within that, and they're trying their best. But what happened was, in an effort to be more expeditious in their contracting process, they basically passed some rules that eliminated those small businesses that you're talking about that couldn't even bid on contracts. So it's, you know, they want to be more efficient. They don't want to take as much time making procurement decisions. But at the same time, if they're blocking that many small businesses from even trying to compete for procurement, it is a problem. And yes, the federal government is the largest contractor for goods and services that we have, and they can do more of making sure that your federal dollar, if they're going to buy goods or services, go to small businesses to help those small businesses survive.
We're talking with Frank Knapp from the South Carolina Small Business Chamber of Commerce. Latest round of economic stimulus was passed a couple weeks back by the U.S. Congress, signed by the president. What's all in there as far as small businesses are concerned that you want to make sure that businesses in South Carolina are aware of so that they don't miss out?
Well, no doubt about it that there was another round of PPP, and there were some guidelines on that for how to make sure that more small businesses, more minorities, small businesses were able to get the money. There is an effort now to extend the deadline for that money. It was set to go out of business on the 30th of this month, and I think they're going to extend it. There's going to be an effort to extend that for another 2 months. But there was other money in there also for that is going to benefit small businesses. Anytime you the federal government can put money out on the street through more money for the unemployed, more money for families that have small children, that money is going to be spent in your local economy. So all that is crucial. And I might want to add one other thing in there that really nobody really pay much attention to, and this is really critical, it has a two-year reduction in the Affordable Care Act. If you remember, the Affordable Care Act provides premium assistance for people who go into the marketplace to get health insurance, and you get premium assistance. But that was capped at 400% of the federal poverty level. So anybody over 400% of the federal poverty level, which would be most small business owners, would not get premium assistance, and they would be paying the full freight of the premiums that actually have gone up in the last 4 or so years. Dramatically. But what the stimulus plan has done is it simply said we're going to reduce the amount of money a person who buys a policy through the Affordable Care Act from 9.5% of their income down to 8.5% of their income, I believe the number is. And in fact, I'm going to be talking with an insurance broker this afternoon saying, what does that mean for small businesses? What does that mean for the employees of those small businesses? All of a sudden, those policies through the Affordable Care Act are going to be much more affordable. And I encourage everybody out there listening, if you need your health insurance, you need to go check out the Affordable Care Act online or call an insurance broker because they all can offer this. And it doesn't cost you anything. And see what the new guidelines are, how that's going to help you get some more premium assistance to reduce the cost of those insurance policies. So I encourage you to do that. So there was a lot of things, good things in the stimulus plan that I think is really going to help get the economy back on track.
And Frank, I see on your Facebook page that you are having a virtual forum next Monday evening about closing the gap with health insurance. So I'm going to do a link from that, your post, to our Facebook page. I want to ask you if you have any insight into the recent unemployment statistics. We get them every week from SCDEW, and we've noticed that while it appears that we're not losing as many jobs, the counties in our state that are losing a lot of jobs in 1 week, we can't explain. Is it small business? Is it larger businesses that are pulling out of South Carolina? Like Anderson County, a small county, losing so many jobs. What are you seeing as far as what we haven't been able to retain in the pandemic?
Well, there's no question that small businesses have taken the brunt of the pandemic as far as staying in business and retaining jobs. If you're working for a big corporation someplace and you're a white collar worker and you were making, $50,000 or more, you're back to work. But a lot of our rural counties didn't have those type of jobs. They were small businesses that weren't paying anywhere near that kind of pay, and they had not come back. They're struggling still out there. So when people look around and say, oh, look, the job unemployment numbers are inching down, we still have millions and millions and millions of employees out there who have not been called back to work because those small businesses have lost their business or they've lost the demand for their business. Something is going on, especially in the hospitality industry. It was crushed by the pandemic because they were forced to close and nobody wanted to go out to eat. So amazingly, they employ hundreds of thousands of people in this state. And until they get back on their feet, now granted, they're not $50,000 a year jobs, but they're jobs. And so, yes, we have a lot of our rural counties are still struggling with their small businesses. But it's just a matter of time. I do believe that small business owners are resilient and they will figure out what the needs are out there in their communities and they will try to serve them. But it's going to take quite some time.
Frank Knapp is with the South Carolina Small Business Chamber of Commerce. Go online to scsbc.org and find out more. Frank, thanks for your time this morning. Appreciate it. And we'll talk to you again soon.
Well, Dave, thank you very much. And Leah, thank you. And again, people can go to www.reformthesba.com and they can learn about our new campaign.
All right. We'll put a link to that up on our Facebook page. Frank, again, appreciate it. We'll talk to you again in the very near future.